U.S. President Donald Trump plans to fly to Ireland next week aboard the Boeing 747 Qatari-donated jet for the first time since security concerns caused the president to leave Turkey on a different aircraft, The Washington Post first reported. In July, Trump unexpectedly left the NATO summit in Turkey on a different plane, citing a potential threat as the conflict with Iran escalated. He switched to a smaller military aircraft in secret, using a catering truck for deception. The swap raised further questions about the modified Qatari jet's security as a presidential aircraft. That same month, Trump announced that the jet would be soon sent to be maxed out for security upgrades. Trump said the alterations would begin in roughly a month, but no official statement has been made about the schedule. "We don't comment on specific upgrades or modifications to Air Force One," a senior administration official told Military Times. "We maintain a consistent posture that ensures a safe, secure, and reliable capability for the President of the United States, and routinely evolve the capability as required to maintain that posture." Trump will be in Ireland on Sept 12 and 13, attending the Irish Open at his golf course in Doonbeg. The BBC reported that he is scheduled to meet Irish President Catherine Connolly and Irish Prime Minister Michiel Martin during his two-day trip. Ahead of the midterm elections, Trump is also scheduled to headline the Republican midterm convention next week in Texas, and he has promised to campaign for Republican candidates across dozens of battleground states. Christina Stasis is a reporter covering stories surrounding the defense industry, national security, military veteran affairs, and more. She previously worked as an editorial fellow for Defense News in 2024, where she assisted the newsroom in breaking news across Sightline Media Group.